From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Last night, President Obama hobnobbed with a glamorous Hollywood crowd at a fundraiser at George Clooney's house. The president brought in big money, a reported $15 million, which would make last night one of the most profitable presidential fundraisers ever. We're going to hear now about a prominent donor who was there, movie mogul Jeffrey Katzenberg. A co-host of the party has already chipped in $2 million for the super PAC that supports the president. NPR's Carrie Kahn tells us more about Katzenberg as part of our series, Million Dollar Donors.
Jeffrey Katzenberg is well known in Hollywood circles, but if you haven't heard of him, you've certainly heard this name.
And that name is
Shrek.
Shrek.
Thank you very much. I'm here till Thursday.
Katzenberg heads DreamWorks Animation Studios, known for its blockbuster Shrek and this martial arts mastering bear.
Go ahead, Panda. Show us what you can do.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just ate, so I'm still digesting, so my kung fu might not be as good as later on.
Katzenberg made his millions in movies, but his first career was politics. It was the 1960s. He was a teenager in his native New York City, and he worked on John Lindsay's mayoral campaign. Katzenberg was in charge of campaign events. He was the advance man, or perhaps the advance teen. He was only 19, and the campaign staff called him Squirt.
Because he's little. And he was a kid. He was a punk.
Writer and author Stephen Brill was also a teenager working in the Lindsay campaign.
Jeff has an unbelievable work ethic. Everything always got done. Everything always got done on time or ahead of time. And he was just always working.
Many on the staff went on to long political careers, including speechwriter Bob Schrum and former President Clinton's national security advisor Sandy Berger. But Katzenberg said he didn't see much of a future in it for himself. He told Charlie Rose in a 2010 interview he had topped out.
It very quickly came to a place where, for my age, there really wasn't going to be a new challenge in politics. And so I sought out to find a new career.
That new career was movies. Katzenberg took his organizational skills to work in some of Hollywood's biggest studios, United Artists, Paramount, Disney, and ultimately DreamWorks, where he is the CEO. Along the way, he and his wife have donated millions to politics and charities. He was honored last month in Las Vegas at a movie industry convention for his philanthropic work. Actress Cameron Diaz heaped on the praise.
He is persistent not only about things relating to work, but he's also persistent about things related to worth.
Katzenberg likes to talk about his charitable work. He doesn't like to talk about his politics. He turned down repeated requests for an interview. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, he's given more than $3.5 million since 1979. In the 2008 campaign cycle, he was the second highest individual donor, always giving to Democrats. His $2 million check to the Priorities USA Action Super PAC last year put him in the top 10 donor list this cycle, an elite group of U.S. multimillionaires and billionaires. March Tabankin, a Hollywood activist and fundraiser who doesn't work with Katzenberg, says the DreamWorks CEO wouldn't be a good businessman if he didn't play in high-stakes politics.
But you don't need to work at the level of Jeffrey Katzenberg's energy and commitment to these causes and issues unless you really believe in them. It's beyond what a business person does.
Earlier this year, Katzenberg, the businessman, got some quality FaceTime with one of China's top leaders, who was in Los Angeles with Vice President Joe Biden. Katzenberg and other Hollywood studio heads have been lobbying for better access to China's huge movie market. Just before Chinese VP Xi Jinping left L.A., the White House announced China would allow 14 more foreign films into the country each year. That's as long as the movies are IMAX or 3D, something Katzenberg's DreamWorks makes plenty of. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
And you can find more stories from our series Million Dollar Donors about the people who have made record donations in the 2012 campaign. It's at npr.org.